Opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
One thing the All-Star Game proved, pitching's pretty important. Great pitching, more important than great hitting.
Don't want to say anything when you get to that October. Want another, have another arm.
Yeah.
Kind of the same thing we've been saying all year. I know, Astros fan doesn't want to hear that. Their team's perfect. But it wasn't the most thrilling All-Star game. I guess because, to be honest, gotten a little spoiled watching the Astros run up 19 runs on a team. Report Carmelo Anthony trade at the two-yard line. The Knicks and Rockets are discussing a four-team trade that would send Carmelo to Anthony to Houston. So yes.
What do we take from that?
I think it's going to get done. It seems like the Knicks are motivated to get it done. The Rockets are motivated to get it done. It's just a matter of somebody taking on Anderson's ridiculous contract. If I were to put percentages on it, I'm going to go 78% chance it happens.
I think the more teams that need to be involved, like when you start
that makes it more difficult.
Four teams,
yeah.
It's like if you couldn't get it done with three teams, makes it sound like it's not an easy thing to get done.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. And I have to confess, I think we missed the best part of interviewing Blair. Dude used to be a squash professional. He won a world championship. We were just talking about that off air. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page, find the Blitz, click like. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O. At Degenerates975, you can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, and judging from the signal, you probably did. All available at podcastarena.com. And it is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, so thanks, man. What are the odds that the conversation off air with Blair was more interesting than the conversation on air? That's an interesting dude, man. No, it's not that you sucked on air. I'm just saying it's too late now. We've already burned it. No, the whole squash conversation. Dude was a squash professional.
Professional squash player.
It's pretty badass, man.
Who knew you could make 300-something grand playing squash?
Yeah, he was telling us some fascinating stuff, some of which you probably couldn't say on air. So
yeah.
But that was kind of interesting. All right. Well, that was pretty cool, I have to say. Totally undecided now. But I do have to do a Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right, AJ, I have two standbys for you that we can do. You get to pick which one.
Okay. Give me my choices.
We have another sex teacher scandal. Okay. Always a good go-to.
But kind of played out.
Kind of. And problems with sex robots.
Ooh, that's your thing.
Both of these are kind of, they're show staples. I don't think you can go wrong with either one. Just kind of comes down to preference.
Is the teacher hot? 1 to 10.
She's a 5.5.
Okay, I'll go sex robot.
Okay. But, I'll do them both, but I'll do the sex robot first. Apparently, here's your headline. Growing sophistication of sex robots is leading to moral and legal dilemmas, expert warns. A leading academic has warned that the lifelike sentient sex robots blur the line between what or who is capable of consenting to sex. So, basically...
But can you get charged with rape?
For a sex robot? Well, I have to say, by definition, sex robot exists for...
sex.
Right. And
but if it's saying that it's like you need its consent...
Well, first off, I'm not buying a sex robot that says no. That is not a sex robot. That's called a wife.
Yeah, you like them to have some sort of realistic tinge to them, but not enough that they
right.
will say no.
Occasionally, maybe you want to have to work for it, but... He says humans having sex with other humans who are unable to consent to sex, like children and adults lacking decision-making capacity, is seen as unlawful and unethical. So is human-animal sex. I agree with all that. Such groups are recognized as sentient beings who cannot consent to sex with interest and need of protection. Sentient, self-aware sex bots created to engage in emotional/sexual intimacy with humans disrupt this tidy model. They're not humans, though they will look like us, feel like us to touch, and act as our intimate sexual partners. Okay, this guy's way gone too far here, I have to say. Equating a sex robot with bestiality?
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's still weird, but it's
weird. There's no question.
Having sex with an inanimate object is better than having sex with a living object who can't tell you no.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's not the same thing. And so we're creating robots that are lifelike. In fact, this guy's a bleeping idiot. I mean, you're not a leading academic. You're a bleeping idiot. What the hell?
Yeah.
Equating all those things. There are no moral and legal dilemmas. If you buy a sex robot, the point of the sex robot is to have sex. And if you want it to be lifelike, great. And then you're not out having sex with animals.
Yeah.
Because you have your own personal sex robot.
It's yours.
What the hell? Oh, well. That was your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
And the sex teacher, I'm pretty sure we've talked about her before. She was a Spanish teacher who left school to have sex with a student and film it. Was sentenced to 3 years
Ay,
in jail.
Ay, Dios mijos.
Sí. Catherine Pappas.
¿Qué es eso?
¿Cómo se dice? Semi-cute. Pleaded guilty to 3 counts of misdemeanor, fourth-degree sex offense last month and was sentenced in a Baltimore court Monday. Although the judge suspended all but a year and a day of her sentence, they also dropped additional felony counts. She basically skipped out of school and missed her class so that she could sex this kid and record it. So,
listen,
16-year-old.
This doesn't just apply to teachers. This is a life tip for anybody having sex with someone you're not supposed to have sex with, whether it be your mistress or your. If you're a married lady having sex with someone beside your husband, or in this instance, if you're a teacher having sex with a student, if you're having sex with someone you're not supposed to, don't record it. Don't take pictures. Just live with the memory, right? Seems smart.
Yeah, but I'm not going to equate. I don't want to equate a mistress with a woman banging a 16-year-old.
I'm just saying anyone you're not supposed to be having sex with, I'm not saying that, I mean, obviously a mistress is wrong.
Well, depends on.
But teacher-student sex is illegal. So I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not comparing them directly.
I'm just saying. If you're doing something you don't want to get caught at.
Yes.
Let's define it that way.
Yes.
I think that's much better.
Anytime you're sleeping with someone that you shouldn't be.
Well, it doesn't mean you shouldn't be. It just means you don't want to get caught. If you're breaking the law, yeah, you shouldn't be. But
I think
you're being a little unfair to the mistresses of the world here. That's all. You just don't want to record that.
Okay.
I agree with that. You don't want people to know. It should be a secret. If you're breaking the law, then I want the law and order people to get you. So it shouldn't be a secret. And you should get caught. So she got 3 years, but it's really a suspended sentence. So she gets a year and a day. All right. Where were we?
I forgot.
Okay. Got to tell you about Harry's. And, guys, if you haven't switched over, you need to join the 3 million people who have. The 3 million guys who have switched over here. Because here's what you're going to get. A quality shave. You're going to get convenience because it's going to get sent right to your mailbox. You don't have to go to the store ever again to get a razor. Because who thinks about that? I never did. I never thought, I need to go get a razor today. I would always just wait until I was cutting my face up, and then I'd go buy one. Well, that doesn't happen anymore because they deliver it right to me. And you're saving money because they built that factory themselves. They sell it directly over the internet, and they pass that savings on to you. 100% satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. They're so confident you're going to love their blades, they're going to give you a set for free. All you have to do is cover shipping. They're going to give you a set for free, so you'll see if you like them. That free trial set includes an ergonomic razor handle, 5 precision-engineered blades with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel, and a travel blade cover. We partnered with Harry's to bring you this incredible offer. Head over to harrys.com/FAOUR to get it now. Get started with Harry's today. Get their free trial offer right now. That's free. All you cover is just a few bucks in shipping. To get your free trial set, including a handle, blade, shave gel, and travel blade cover, go to harrys.com/FAOUR. That's harrys.com/FAOUR. Don't wait. Get started with Harry's today.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. I want to thank Blair for dropping by from Austin Eastsiders. Good stuff. I have a Game of Thrones update if you'd like
Since
one.
Since the last time we talked about Game of Thrones?
Yeah, well, it's Game of Thrones week, man.
Okay.
Do you know how paranoid they are about the actors saying anything, right? And they make them sign all this stuff. Well, Gemma Whalen, she plays Yara Greyjoy,
okay,
the lesbian Greyjoy, almost got fired before ever getting a chance to be on the show.
They should have fired her.
You don't like her?
I don't care.
And you know what her
If you're a bit player, you better keep your mouth shut.
Well,
I feel like if you're Jon Snow, you can test the waters.
Well, yeah, Kit Harington can say whatever he wants. They can't get rid of him now.
No.
I mean, he's Jon Snow.
If you're, I think the ones they need, Tyrion, Daenerys, and Jon Snow. Anybody else, you better mind your P's and Q's.
Yeah. Those three.
But those guys, they rule the roost.
Yeah,
right?
They're safe. I think you could even get rid of Cersei.
Yeah.
Mainly because she's unlikable.
Yeah, if she dies, she dies.
Yeah. But
they maybe Sansa at this point.
She's useless.
But I know, but after all, like, the rape and torture, like, people feel sorry for her. You can't just fire her.
I don't know why they feel sorry for her. Never mind. But here's what she did. This is her big crime. She updated her acting resume online. And all it said was, she wrote on her deal, "This summer, Gemma will be playing Yara Greyjoy in Game of Thrones." That was it. And apparently the internet went nuts.
Was she already? I mean, she's already been on the show.
No,
right?
She hadn't been at the time. She'd been casted for it.
Oh, okay.
And apparently one of the producers called her into this office and said, "This is very serious. We almost can't employ you because of this."
We almost can't.
They wound up keeping her.
Of course, because...
But...
She probably already shot some scenes. But they realized, it's not that big of a deal. We'll just deal with it.
Yeah. But... There's some other things they have to be careful. Like, the guy who plays Littlefinger was asked what would happen if he were ever caught giving away secrets, which is ironic since Littlefinger is kind of what he does. He says, "I don't know, maybe you'd come home and there'd be guys around your kitchen table with Lugers. I'm not on social media and stuff, but with every job and acting gig, you're required to not blab, not to get on social media and post pictures of where you are, who you're with, and what your costume is. So I've never been a big social media person. It's not a problem for me, but you can easily give the game away if you're on Instagram. There's no pictures rule on set, but sometimes people take them, and when people come up who aren't really in the know, who haven't read their contracts, right down to the extras, you can remind them that there are no pictures here." And then Maisie Williams said, "We go out for drinks and stuff and just end up talking about the show, and then because we're a season ahead, we have to really watch what we're saying because you don't know who's listening to your conversation." So, Arya Stark talks too much, apparently. The other thing is, this is... To me, this is just silly. The wolf company in Canada that does the dire wolves, their Instagram had a picture of ghosts and just said, "Ready for work." Game of Thrones made them delete their entire Instagram account.
Jeez.
So, spoiler.
Serious business.
Ghost, who we think is alive, right? We haven't seen a dead ghost or anything. Oh, well, there's your update. That's how paranoid they are about stuff. What, John?
No, Lamont told me to play something for you guys. This is Dr. Dre's ex, Michelle. She had a... Whoops. She apparently has a different singing voice and talking voice, and she addressed it on Wendy Williams' show last year.
Michelle, for people who don't know you, I just have to address the voice thing very quickly. I would like to quickly move on, though, from that. Why do you talk like that, Michelle? Go ahead.
I talk like this because I talk over my larynx. It's nothing wrong with me.
But when she sings, totally different, right?
Yes.
Sing the alphabet. A, B.
A, B, C, D.
Now, how old is this chick?
I don't know. I'm sure she's in her 40s. She used to date Dr. Dre back in the day.
Dr. Dre dated someone who talks like that?
Yeah, I think...
Can you even imagine?
I'm sorry, that's a deal killer for me.
That is a deal breaker.
So when Straight Outta Compton came out, there was a little bit of controversy because they didn't include her in it. And apparently she came out and said that she was severely beaten by Dr. Dre on multiple occasions. And she spoke out after the movie's release. And that's when she was going around talking about the movie. But yeah, that's her singing voice and her talking voice.
And that's bleeped up. I got to say, that is... I can't imagine having to listen to that voice.
No.
More than like for 5 seconds. God. There's very few things that are an absolute deal killer for me. That's one of them. If you have a really annoying voice... Especially like a Valley Girl voice. That's a turnoff for me. Especially if you're in your 40s and you have a Valley Girl voice, which
that's
is very
But that's
common.
Not a Valley Girl voice. That's a child voice.
That's a child voice. That's different. No, I'm not. I'm kind of lumping them all together here. More of a generic, a really annoying voice will turn me off.
Yeah.
Then. That would be a complete turnoff. I can't believe you'd even think about hitting that just from 2 seconds of talking.
Yeah, I couldn't deal with that.
And I don't care how hot you are. I don't know what she looks like. She may be a 10 everywhere else. That voice makes her a 2. Maybe a 1. 713-780-ESPN. Was there another Connor and Mayweather thing today? Oh, apparently Toronto is chanting pay your taxes at Mayweather. So I guess that's where they are. All right. Wait, stay classy, Toronto. You got anything for here? I got plenty of stuff, but I just
I thought you meant, do I have a read here?
No, I meant, do you have any things?
No, I just sent John a check your Facebook Messenger. I have something I want to do in the next segment.
Okay.
Is it clean?
That's what I need you to
okay,
check
I'll
out.
Okay, I'll listen to it.
Yeah. Did you listen to the Shia LaBeouf video?
I did.
Where he's been arrested.
Yeah.
And... Not only does he, tell people that he's going to kill them, tell the cops he's going to kill them, but he also tells a black cop that he's going to go to hell for being black. So,
yeah,
I'm pretty excited. We'll play that on. Hopefully,
I don't know what the talk screen is going to show on this.
Oh, it's going to show that he was drunk.
Oh, I thought there was more to it than just being drunk.
No, I think Shy was just really, really drunk. That dude's got a lot of problems for a really rich guy, right?
No. It's hard being...
He got raped by a woman.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing to happen.
Really, really tough life.
Mm.
And then this happened, so yeah, it's all bad news.
All right, we are going to take a very quick break. We'll come back and we'll do that. Then we got deaths and we're done. Despite all the problems, gone by kind of fast. Be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN 97.5. Ain't no mercy.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. So John's going to have to edit that. So it's going to take us a minute before we get to it. But 713-780-ESPN. Let's squeeze in a call. We're waiting for him to do that. Soccer Bilal. What are the odds?
You want to talk some soccer?
I don't know. Let's see.
1,000.
Let's see.
Sports and Thrones, gentlemen.
Sports to you, sir.
I got a two-part question. What are the odds we'll get a Rhaegar Targaryen flashback this season? And if you guys believe that Rhaegar Targaryen was or still is Mance Rayder and he didn't really die?
I never bought into the Mance Rayder thing. Plus, I think Mance Rayder is dead now, and at least in the show. Still don't know in the books.
God. People who talk about Game of Thrones like this, like sometimes when I hear people ask questions about Game of Thrones, I'm like, why do I even watch this? It's so dirty.
Because we're nerds. I'm down with this stuff. I love it. I love those questions. But I don't know that Rhaegar, I think all we'll find out is that for sure that he was Jon Snow's father. That's... Murky says, speaking of voices, Tiffany Terrell's grinds my gears. Most traffic people sound like they're 15. I don't know what it is. But, yeah, I tend to tune that out.
Yeah. I have some superhero news, if you're okay with that.
Always okay with that.
Matt Reeves, who is, you remember when... we found out that Ben Affleck was not going to be the director of Batman.
Yeah.
Well, Matt Reeves has been, he's got a new film, War for the Planet of the Apes.
Which I'm looking forward to.
I am too. But he's also going to be the director of The Batman, the next Batman movie.
See, I don't want to see another Batman movie. I'm okay with him being part of Justice League and doing the Batman versus Superman. I'm really not interested in a pure Batman movie.
I don't just mind me. It.
I am because to me it's been done perfectly. Stop. But I don't mind they brought the character back. In this universe, it works well. I don't need to see a movie just about him.
Well, he was asked whether or not he was going to be working off the Affleck script, but he said nope. It's a new story. It's just starting again. He said, I'm excited about it. I think it's going to be really cool. He also explained that the film had to sync up with his vision for the character, which, he wanted to make a film he believed in. The original script from Affleck featured Deathstroke as the main villain, with Joseph Manganiello set to star as the supervillain. But we don't know if that's going to still be the case or not. Ben Affleck has said he's not positive whether or not he would still be in the film, and that wasn't confirmed one way or the other. But the Batman currently, at least, plans to star Ben Affleck as Bruce Wayne, J.K. Simmons as Commissioner Gordon, and Jeremy Irons as Alfred Pennyworth. Doesn't have a release date.
I did like Jeremy Irons as Alfred.
Yep.
That's a positive.
But the stars will be seen in their roles later this year when Justice League opens. And, I mean, Justice League, as we know, will have Ben Affleck, Gal Gadot, Henry Cavill, Jason Momoa as Aquaman.
You mean Superman's alive?
Ezra Miller as The Flash. Ray Fisher as Cyborg. Jesse Eisenberg as Lex Luthor, which I'm not sure how well that worked.
I didn't like him as Lex Luthor.
Jeremy Irons, Amy Adams as Lois Lane. Amber Heard, J.K. Simmons, who I mentioned. Kiersey Clemons as Iris West. And Julian Lewis-Jones and Willem Dafoe are also set to appear. So that's in November of this year.
I'm looking forward to that, actually.
So that's the latest on the new Batman
movie. I like Affleck as Batman, but I don't need another Batman movie. I need him to be part of Justice League and part of these collaborations. I thought it was really cool with Superman and Wonder Woman and Batman versus Superman. I really enjoyed that movie. I don't want to watch one just about him. Speaking of superhero movies, Deadpool, one of my favorites, but the chick that played Vanessa in there was just smoking hot. And there was just something about her that I'm like, man, this chick is so hot. I know her from somewhere. And so I'll get get goofy and stalkery and look up her IMDb. She played the prostitute on Firefly. And she was so hot in that. I think maybe one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in Firefly. As the, companion. Prostitute's not fair because they pick who they wanted to be with. But if you get a chance, go look at some pictures of her in that. To me, that is like the perfect female look. Kind of Middle Eastern, but not really. Dark. She was awesome in that. So I'm watching Deadpool with a new appreciation now.
There you go.
Did you see Wonder Woman has surpassed Deadpool for U.S. earnings?
Not surprised. Well, it's not rated R.
Yeah, I think that's part of it.
If you can take your kids to a superhero movie, that's you double your audience. That's why most of the superhero movies now try to stay PG-13. And because Logan and Deadpool did really well, had they been PG-13, they probably would have sold a lot more, but the movies probably would have suffered.
Yeah.
Especially Deadpool.
Yeah,
obviously.
I don't think Deadpool could have worked as a PG-13.
Logan probably could have worked as PG-13.
Yeah, definitely.
But they wanted to keep the violence in, which I think, probably the best part of it.
Yeah.
But I don't think Deadpool would have been the same. Deadpool would not have had the same effect, for sure.
I just don't think the movie worked at all if you go PG-13. Yeah. They're just too much. You could have taken out the sex scenes.
Could have.
I don't think that would
without
have,
the language though it wouldn't.
No, it wouldn't have suffered. You could have taken out that, but you couldn't have taken out the language. I just don't think it worked because there were too many jokes that were dependent on it. But
and Venom is supposed to be rated R as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
When's that coming out?
I think the end of next year. I think. I have the Shia LaBeouf.
Is this new Spider-Man going to be in that movie?
It's rumored that he might have a cameo here or there, but...
Because is a Venom movie without Spider-Man even... I mean, what are we watching?
Well, Sony is setting up Venom to be like their Deadpool. Because Deadpool is the anti-hero.
But Venom's not funny.
No, but the logic behind bringing Venom in to be the protagonist... is to have somebody that's even worse than Venom. So they're thinking about doing Carnage.
You know what this sounds like?
They're kind of playing off of Suicide Squad.
Sort of, yeah.
They make bad guys into...
Yeah, the anti-hero.
Likeable characters.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be worse than Ghost Rider. I'm just calling it now.
Probably.
All right, so you got the Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, it's a little difficult to understand, but I think you can make it out.
All right.
He told him he's going to hell, especially you. And the guy said, why me? And he said, because you're a black man. You arrested me for being a white man. That's racist. All he did was ask for a cigarette. So Shia LaBeouf is telling cops now they're because he's black, he's going to hell. I would say you're going to hell because you made Transformers 3. But
quite possibly,
everybody has their own rules to live by, I guess.
I don't believe in hell, but if I did, I'd think he would be going there before the officer, just my humble opinion. But what do I know? All right, 713-780-ESPN. When we come back, we will we'll hit deaths. We have three dead porn stars.
Since I did the bleep up of deaths last week, I combined a little bit of last week's as well. The best deaths and one porn star.
Yeah, how many of these ciders have you had, John?
Just one.
Just one?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Did you want another?
No, I'm okay. I got to go watch Spider-Man after this.
Oh, tonight's Spider-Man night for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, there's some.
What theater and what time are you going?
I'm going to keep that to myself.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you want your people to be able to join you?
You're avoiding being famous, huh?
No, not really.
Can people come up and take a picture with you if they find you at the theater?
If they want to.
Okay. That's nice.
Well, you're popular. It's nice to know. When they see you, they'll do that.
Hey, Fred, you want to know about Raising Cane's? Because I want to tell you about Raising Cane's.
Aren't we having them in this week?
Yeah, we're getting some Raising Cane's in here tomorrow.
Nice.
And not only do they make awesome chicken fingers, which they do, that's their one love, is making fantastic chicken finger meals. But they are 100% committed to serving you not only the perfect box combo, but they're committed to being an active community partner. And they do that here in Houston. They do it in all their communities. They've got over 300 locations in 23 states. Visit canesandcommunity.com to learn how they help out in our community, which they absolutely do here in Houston. They support thousands of local causes, organizations, and events every year. And they focus on enhancing education, pet welfare, feeding the hungry, promoting active lifestyles and business development. They do it all. And not only that, but I, like I said, those chicken fingers are out of this world. They're using only fresh, never frozen chicken fingers. The premium cuts that have all been marinated at least 24 hours and are freshly hand-dipped and hand-breaded in their signature specially seasoned flour. The cane sauce, which is my favorite condiment, period, that they make in-house every day. It's not prepackaged. The crinkle-cut fries, the Texas toast with the real garlic butter, the cut and hand-squeezed lemonade that they do every day in store. There's so many reasons to love Raising Cane's. I can't get enough of these guys. Raising Cane's all over the city, guys. Stop in. Maybe tonight you're saying, I don't feel like cooking. Don't cook. Stop by Raising Cane's. Get yourself a box combo. Make yourself a happy man. Raising Cane's, one love.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Hang out with Raheel, Monster Energy, and H-Town Sneaker Summit Friday. Meet at the Walmart on Yale from noon until 2. Grab an ice cold Monster. Enter to wear a pair of custom Monster Energy DC shoes and tickets to the Sneaker Summit. All right. We have a lot of deaths to get to here, but I just want to mention real quickly, we'll get to this tomorrow. Ordinarily, we wouldn't give a rat's ass about who gets hired as president of the Arizona Coyotes.
Yes.
But it's a familiar name.
Yeah, our boy Stevie Patterson, who he
pretty much sucked at UT, let's be honest.
Oh, it's a total disaster what he did at the University of Texas. He did not go well, and that's his alma mater, by the way. He was the AD at Arizona State, and I don't know. I mean, I think for the most part, he had a semi-successful run at Arizona State. He was president of the Trailblazers, and going back a ways, he was here in Houston. He helped Bob McNair acquire the Texans. He was part of that team. At least that's what he lists on his resume.
Okay.
He was the president.
I remember being there for that and him not being quite as all that involved. But okay.
He was the president and GM of the Houston Aeros.
Okay.
And was the IHL Executive of the Year in 1995.
Hell of a year.
And before that, he was what they call the chief architect of the 93-94 Houston Rockets squad that captured the first NBA World Championship in franchise history, signing, drafting, or trading for all the team's players and coaches.
Mm-hmm.
So now he's working with the Arizona Coyotes. When did they turn into the Arizona Coyotes instead of the Phoenix Coyotes?
It's been a couple of years.
Okay.
Well, part of it is because they weren't really close to Phoenix. They had him out in Glendale, and you know, now they're trying to find – I'm assuming they're bringing him in to get a new arena somewhere. I mean, that's the only reason to bring that guy in, but – you know what? I want to dive into this a little bit more tomorrow when we have time because I kind of want to go through that resume a little bit.
Okay.
And we'll just see. But We got to finish the show with deaths. And there's so many best deaths. I'm just going to skip the popes and stuff like that. But I am going to do 2013 Corey Monteith, Canadian actor and musician from Glee, dies of heroin and alcohol overdose at 31. Not a good run.
Too soon.
Yeah, that's probably too soon. Zachary Taylor, the 12th U.S. president in 1850, dies at 65.
He's like a kind of forgotten, right?
Yeah, he'd probably be pretty low on my presidential ratings that I promise every week when a president dies and never get to. 1975, Ruffian, American racehorse. Named my dog after Ruffian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That dog has also passed away. So they're in the same dog slash horse heaven.
Yeah, that was last week. One of last week's.
Wait, you don't... That's okay. We're just going to... We don't need to tell the people that, do we?
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You already let them know that some of these are from last week. It's okay. Let's get to the best deaths. 2015, Ken Stabler. 2010,
the original snake, right?
George Steinbrenner. Yeah, he was the snake. 2009, Steve McNair. We're off to a good start with good deaths here.
Yeah.
2006, Syd Barrett, early vocalist of Pink Floyd. Maybe not quite on par with the other three. 2003, Barry White. You know how many guys got laid to Barry White?
Oh, yeah.
Dead at 58. 2002, Ted Williams.
His head still lives.
Yeah, his head's somewhere in Arizona, right? Isn't he in someplace in Arizona? Yeah. 1993, Curly Joe Derita, the last of the Three Stooges.
Oh. Well,
dead of pneumonia, 83.
Invented Doritos.
No, he was Curly. 1971, Jim Morrison. Dies of heart failure at 27.
This is not a popular opinion. Doors would be like top 10 overrated bands for me.
I can see why you'd say that. The older I get and the more high I get, the more I appreciate them.
Yeah.
Brian Jones of the Stones, dead at 27 in 1969.
Stones, not overrated.
Frida Kahlo, Mexican painter I've never heard of.
She's the one with the unibrow.
Oh, okay. 1954. All right, 1881, Billy the Kid.
I've heard of him.
1831, James Monroe, 5th U.S. President. 1826, Thomas Jefferson, 3rd U.S. President. 1826, John Adams, 2nd U.S. President.
A lot of presidents.
1804, Alexander Hamilton, killed by Vice President Aaron Burr in a pistol duel.
Jeez.
And in 1566, Nostradamus, who once predicted 9/11. He once predicted that Kennedy was assassinated by somebody else. He also predicted I'd talk about him on this show. That's all a fact. All right, three dead porn stars we don't have time for. Damn it.
All right. I love them, though.
We'll miss you all. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Till then, stay sports, you bitches.
ESPN. 97.5.